This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's no end in sight for Wisconsin's nursing shortage. At least that's according to the Department of Workforce Development. Two of its prediction models forecast that Wisconsin could have as many as 19,000 too few nurses by 2040. Wisconsin's fall primary is less than 2 weeks away. Local election officials and voters are learning new ballots, guidelines, and procedures. Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Ann Jacobs says some results may not be known until hours after the polls close.
People should expect, if the race is close, that Milwaukee will be tallying until the early morning hours. And I want people to know that now, so that we don't have these silly rumors and conspiracy theories going on in November.
Jacobs speaking with Wisconsin Eye. We're getting more details about the vice president's visit to Wisconsin next week. Kamala Harris and her running mate plan to be in Eau Claire Wednesday afternoon. We still don't know the exact time and place. Plans are for a campaign rally between noon and 6 p.m. A new study recommends states take a public health approach to legalizing marijuana. The American College of Physicians says it would consider the effects of legalization on communities, not just users. The college's David Hilden.
States that legalize cannabis should consider, what framework are you giving for marketing, for advertising? What safeguards are in place for the content of your cannabis? What about the effects on our roadways?
Cannabis is illegal for recreational use in Wisconsin. Only CBD products with a low THC level are legal for medical use. Insurance premiums for workers' compensation in Wisconsin are going down. Starting in October, Wisconsin companies will pay 10.5% less on average. That's about $206 million in savings over the next year. Workers' comp pays medical bills and lost wages for employees who get hurt on the job. It's another record year for attendance for the EAA Air Venture. About 686,000 people came to the world's largest fly-in last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The school supply drop-off is today in Wisconsin Rapids. The United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties will be collecting school supplies at Lunch by the River from 11:30 to 1. If it's raining, they'll collect donations at the former East Junior High School. Parents and guardians can still register if their students need a backpack filled with school supplies to start the school year. Call 211 or register online today at uwswac.org. The heat is rolling through, but so are the pop-up splash pads. There's two on Friday in our area, one in Rudolph at the Think Academy parking lot from 1 to 2:30. The Rudolph Volunteer Fire Department will have their ladder truck set up. Children must be accompanied by an adult. The other is in Stevens Point at Washington Elementary. The Stevens Point Fire Department will be spraying from their ladder truck from 1:30 to 5:30. There's a new way for Wisconsin Rapids Schools to keep in touch with parents and guardians online. It's called Parent Square. The WRPS district announced this new form of school-to-home communication is designed to keep parents informed and facilitate participation at school. Teachers and other school staff will be able to send school and class information, share pictures and files, and more. Parents and guardians will receive the information on their computer or phone for all school and grade levels. There's even a free app you can download. Cream Puffs and the Wisconsin State Fair are almost synonymous. But Tess Kirkson says another Wisconsin treat is just as important.
We have plenty of cheese curds to go around, and you can actually kind of sample all the different types. There's no shortage of cheese curds here at Wisconsin State Fair.
The fair runs August 1st through 11th in West Allis. National Night Out happens next week, Tuesday. This annual community building campaign promotes police community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie to make neighborhoods safer, more caring places to live. Wisconsin Rapids National Night Out is at Witter Field. The event in Stevens Point will be in the fields and parking lot behind Madison School. Both events are free and run from 3 to 6 p.m. on August 6th. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley says 59% of Wisconsin high school students say they dealt with at least one mental health challenge during the past year. Data from the report also shows 79% of LGBTQ plus youth report experiencing anxiety, 63% say they experience depression, and 40% say they've considered suicide. DPI's latest survey included responses from nearly 1,900 students in 42 high schools. The Wisconsin State Fair has been operating for 173 years, and one of its most famous attractions turns 100 years old this year. Tess Kirkson, Director of Public Relations.
Cream Puff this year is celebrating 100 years. They've been around since 1924, baking on our property.
The State Fair is August 1st through 11th. The U.S. Senate passes landmark legislation to protect kids online. Support for the pair of bills was bipartisan and overwhelming, with Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican Ron Johnson joining 89 other senators in sending the measures to the House. The legislation would force online platforms to take reasonable steps to prevent harms to children, such as bullying, drug addiction, and sexual exploitation, and would expand existing federal privacy protections to include those 16 years and younger. Both bills have bipartisan support in the House. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The dog days of training camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. That's the Green Bay Packers offensive line driving the blocking sled in yesterday's hot weather.
We know it's going to be hot. Warned them yesterday to make sure they take care of their hydration, everything they put in their body, make sure you get a good night's rest, and it's going to be a little bit of a gut check, I think.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, who says the players will have tomorrow off to rest up for Saturday's sold-out family night inside Lambeau Field. The Wisconsin Badgers football training camp continues today at UW-Platteville. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Braves 6-2, but Pat Murphy chose to focus on the positive. Willie Adames, with 112 consecutive starts now at shortstop, surpassing Pat Listash.
You know, Willie Adames just set an incredible record today, playing that many games in a row at shortstop. That's something to celebrate. I have myself, and I've been lucky enough to be healthy, and I have myself ready to play every day.
The longest streak, 207 games at shortstop by Robin Yount. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Ready for a trip down memory lane? The film St. Elmo's Fire might be getting a sequel, according to Rob Lowe. Lowe recently teased the idea while promoting his Netflix show Unstable. The news comes on the heels of the documentary Bratz that was released in June on Hulu and directed by Andrew McCarthy. Lowe says he's met with the studio a few times over the last 4 months, and it is in the very, very, very early stages of development. Season 2 of Unstable premieres on Netflix August 1st. Deadpool and Wolverine smashed a box office record for an R-rated movie and pushed Marvel's Cinematic Universe over the $30 billion mark in earnings. There seems to be no sign of letup in sight as the film reached another milestone by pulling in $24 million on a Tuesday, which broke the previous R-rated record set by the Joker at $13.9 million in 2019. To be clear, the record itself is not R-rated. At some point, I'm going to have to break down and check out Deadpool and Wolverine. There will be no major strike again in Hollywood thanks to a settlement between the Teamsters and the studios. Variety reports that despite making aggressive demands, the union walked away happy with modest increases that more or less match the increases seen by the actors and writers, or SAG and AFTRA. The union is said to be breathing a sigh of relief, and so are fans of movies and TV. What do famous people do when they run out of cash? They write a book, even though no one reads anymore. According to a soon-to-be-released book by Robert Jobson about Kate Middleton, King Charles said he is worried that Harry and his wife Meghan do not have any income, despite recent deals with Netflix and Spotify. According to Jobson, the royal family is worried Harry will write a tell-all and dish the dirt on the royal fam. Harry told Oprah in 2021 that Charles cut him off financially. Stand firm, Charles. Don't give that kid a penny of your royal inheritance. The actual physical act of signing those Netflix and Spotify contracts by Harry was probably the most anyone in that family has ever worked. If you're looking for a movie to watch this coming October 11th, you might want to check out Saturday Night, the film about the launch of Saturday Night Live in 1975. The Hollywood Reporter writes that it is getting a primo release date when it comes to award season. The film is directed by Jason Reitman and tells the story of the behind-the-scenes drama leading up to the first episode of Saturday Night Live. Real-time host Bill Maher sat down for an in-depth, as much as possible anyway, conversation with Haley Welch, a.k.a. the Hawk Tua Girl, on his Club Random podcast, where Maher shared his views on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Maher said he thinks Kelce will dump Swift because Swift is immature, and at 35, a little too old to be wearing her boyfriend's football jersey, said the 68-year-old Maher to his hot 21-year-old guest. The episode saw the self-proclaimed intellectual Maher laugh at the jokes Welch dropped in between double negatives. Why would you sacrifice your principles to talk to someone whose fame timer is in rapid decline? Yes, I'm asking Haley. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll be in the low, maybe into the mid-80s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66. Tomorrow, sunny and warm with a high in the upper 80s to right around 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.